He's the Tea Party darling, and today he makes it official, putting a smile on the faces of many of the hardcore conservatives in the Republican base. On the day of his public announcement that he's running for president, Scott Walker, governor of Wisconsin, is polling reasonably well. But he will compete with some other colorful candidates in the ring for the conservative vote, and with little experience outside of his state, Walker has some convincing to do to get the support of centrist voters. Mordecai Lee is a professor of urban planning at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. He's also a former state senator. Professor Lee joins us from Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee. Welcome.
Thank you.
How long have you been watching Walker? And he comes from, I guess you might say, humble roots, didn't finish college, that sort of thing.
I've known him since the mid-90s when he was a freshman member of the state assembly. And I have to say that his rise meets his talents. He was, even back then, an intuitive, fabulous politician.
In the sense that he knew how to, you know, charm people in a room, get a group on his side, win people over?
That you'd expect in just about every politician. I think what Scott Walker excels at is that he agrees with the positions of talk radio. He's a very ideological conservative. But when we think of talk radio or we think of the Tea Party, we think of anger and meanness and high-pitched voices. Scott Walker's secret sauce is that he's a talk radio conservative, but without the anger, without the heat. Rather, he comes across, when he justifies his positions, in a very low-key, reasonable manner that one would not realize that he actually is. He could just as easily be Rush Limbaugh.
So he has a kind of warmth and a certain kind of charm, and you think that that's going to translate nationally. Do you think he's a classic populist in economic terms?
I don't think he's a classic populist. I think he's a classic Tea Party talk radio conservative. So I'll give you an example of what I meant by his secret sauce. When he first got elected governor, Wisconsin had just gotten something like $850 million from the stimulus bill to build a high-speed train between Milwaukee and Madison. And talk radio and Tea Party conservatives were vehemently against it, denouncing it as a waste of money, as something that wouldn't work, as something that would be a white elephant. He was by now the governor-elect, and he said that he too was against taking the money from the federal government. But he explained that the only reason he was against it is because he thought it was possible there might be a need for operating subsidies from the state to keep it going once it was built. So in other words, he agreed with talk radio, he agreed with the Tea Party, but he gave this very soft and gentle explanation for his position.
And would you say he translates in the West and in the South?
I think he's going to come across very well. I think he's going to come across as, I'm like you. I'm middle class like you. I have a house. I have a mortgage. I have two boys who are now in college. My wife only works part-time. I bag lunch every day. In other words, he's going to sound to swing voters and to middle class voters and to Democratic voters like one of them. That is the secret of how he got elected governor of Wisconsin, that he didn't talk about social issues. You wouldn't even know that he had a position on abortion. All he talked about was that he knew how to create jobs and that he promised he could create a quarter of a million jobs in his first term. Now, he didn't, and in fact, no politician does, left or right. But then the policies that he implemented fulfilled the conservative dogma of cutting taxes on businesses, holding spending limits on expenditures by the government, cutting regulations, signing pro-business legislation. It was, I think, a revelation to the people who were swing voters in the middle who hadn't realized that of his positions.
I've seen him work a room in some of these conservative groups in Washington, like the Americans for Prosperity, that sort of thing. I mean, he is just beloved by groups like that. How would you say Scott Walker stacks up against this Donald Trump thunderbolt that suddenly entered the race, in the sense that Trump is polling pretty well, actually a little better than Scott Walker right now?
Well, sometimes in politics, it's best not to be the front runner because everybody takes their shots at the front runner. But I think we need to focus on the fact that Walker is a fabulous politician, whether, you know, not talking about his substantive positions, but he really reminds me of Bill Clinton as governor of Arkansas running for president. And again, by mentioning Clinton, I'm not trying to invoke anything other than his political skills. But Scott Walker is intuitive. He's fleet-footed. He thinks on his feet. He's disciplined. He never says what he doesn't want to say. He can read a situation. It's just all the skills that make for an impressive politician.
So in a face-to-face sort of debate with Donald Trump, Walker would have no problem at all.
Oh, I can't imagine any problem. And I think he would stand out amongst the other candidates who are seeking to win over the religious right or the Tea Party factions of the Republican Party in the sense that he'll come across as reasonable and seemingly moderate. And so I think that is a winning formula for him to succeed and win the nomination. And I think he's pretty got a decent chance of winning the presidency.
Mordecai Lee, professor of urban planning at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. He's a former state senator in Wisconsin. Professor, thanks so much.
Thank you.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.